on 1116 SEN, Melbourne's home of sport. Time On with Sam McClure.
For the Holden Colorado LTZ, now with a five-year warranty.
I'm led to believe in the off-season, we all talked about off-season camps. Apparently theirs was quite unique. I'm not sure whether Andrew Fagan will enlighten us.
Will you enlighten us? Because you obviously know something.
I know a little bit. The fact that they went to a place in the Gold Coast and they thought they were going there and they had their shorts and then they got in a bus and were basically blindfolded for about 24 hours.
There were elements of the camp that were deliberately, we threw confusion into it. We want the players to ensure that they're developing their ability as leaders and to cope with demands that are thrown at them that might be unplanned for. So
members of the leadership group at the Adelaide Crows and senior players are still distressed by what went on at this training camp. Now, it wasn't a physical training camp, or this element wasn't. It was the mental side of things. They were emotionally distressed. They still are.
Distressed.
What
activity?
It was described as cult-like.
The camp that we went on as a footy club, personally, I found one of the most beneficial and most rewarding camp I've ever been on as an individual. And I'd encourage any of my best mates or family members to do the same thing.
8 minutes past six. Oh, we thought the Melbourne pre-season training camp was the training camp. Apparently not. The story that has been bubbling away since Friday night when Danny Frawley sort of dropped that out of nowhere on AFL Nation alongside Gary Lyon and Jared Waitley, who we're going to speak to in a matter of moments, and then broken by Tom Morris last night. It has since gauged a reaction from the captain, Tex Walker. Speaking of Tex Walker, now the news that we can bring to you tonight, it hasn't gone down well in Adelaide overnight that story was broken. My understanding is that Taylor Walker has sent a fairly terse group text message to teammates last night demanding to know who it was that leaked the information about the training camp, and that this training camp, as Tom reported last night, has several players, my understanding is, including one of their key players, reconsidering their future. That is how distraught they were left after elements of this camp, and it has left them and the subsequent events with players questioning the club's culture. Now, Walker's reaction, I'm led to believe, is after a pact was made following the camp that no one outside of the four walls of the Adelaide Footy Club would know about it. Well, the information is out now, and we have put a call in to the Adelaide Footy Club and also the people that ran the camp, yet to hear back. But I just want to know on 94291116, what our callers, what our listeners and our fans, not only Adelaide fans, what does this say about the culture, if anything, at Adelaide? Not only the camp, but what has been the secretive reaction to it?